in time, Amy. The shuttle's probably left us behind.
We'll make it. Now come along.
Which one? I can't seem to remember. These pyramid tunnels look all the same to me.
That doesn't help, Stephen.
I know. I'm sorry. I just can't keep focused.
It's okay. The coast is clear. Wait here. I'll check if it's clear further ahead. I believe we came in that way.
Okay. Don't be too long.
Human male has been captured. Human female escaping.
Do not let the human female escape.
At once.
Whoa! Take it easy there. What's the matter? Are you alright?
Don't scare people like that. It's rude. Never mind. We have to get out of here now. Who are you anyway?
I'm the doctor. Now tell me, calmly, what's going on here?
No time! Let's go!
Wait! Humans. Wait!
We have located what appears to be a blue object near the entrance of the pyramid. Scanning and transmitting image data to cyber control.
It is the Doctor's TARDIS. Capture and locate him at once.
At once.
Oh no! Trapped!
Halt!
Didn't I told you to? Oh, great. See, when you run off like that, things like this happens. Hello, Cybermen. I am the Doctor, and you are not to harm this female if you want my cooperation. Is that understood?
Wait. Leader, we have found the last escaping human, as well as the Doctor.
They must be brought to cyber control.
Understood. You are to come with us, or you will be destroyed.
Of course. Come on, young lady, I think it's best to do what you say, huh?
Wait a second.
There is nothing to fear.
Ow!
Move!
Okay. Hey, I'm moving. Young lady? You look 15 years younger than I do.
Well, what can I say? Looks to be quite deceiving at times. Oh, great. A resurrection chamber. But not only that. A Cyberman conversion room. Your typical Cyberman base.
Cybermen? They're called Cybermen?
Yes, my dear, Cybermen. One of the most dominating and ruthless forces in the cosmos. Oh, and what's your name, by the way?
Amy Lee.
Amy Lee, nice to meet you. Yes, Cybermen. They have no emotions. They removed all their emotions. Love, pride, hate, and fear. They used to be human once. You could say They killed or even removed their own souls. Humans are a great resource for their armies. Not a great bunch to invite to a dinner party, mind you.
So, what you're saying is that we are now both official two lab rats in the lion's den, and that they're going to turn us into them, so to speak?
Got it in one, my dear.
Enough, Time Lord.
Time Lord?
Long story, I'll tell you later.
You both now belong to us. You will help us, Doctor.
And what is it exactly you want me to help you with, Cyber Leader? That your cyber empire and your cybermen can't do for you?
We want knowledge of Time Lord technology. You are going to give it to us.
Let me think on that. No, not happening. Not in any of my regenerations anytime soon.
It is of no matter to us. We anticipated your response. You will be cyber-converted. There is nothing to fear.
I'll fight you with every strength I have. Might, mind, and spirit. That's the one thing that you lack in, cyber leader.
Enough. Put him into one of the capsules.
Doctor, are you alright? You killed him, you murderer!
Restrain the human male. Place him into capsule 4 for mind connection.
Doctor, I know I've only met you for only 10 minutes, but I just wanted you to know that I'm grateful for your help. For you trying to save my life.
Silence. Begin mind connection.
At once, leader.
Hello! Hello! Great. Wonderful. The world of forms. Typical machines, no imagination, no computerized brains. If that's what you call them, anyways.
Doctor!
Finally! What took you so long?
You will tell me the secrets of your time machine, or we will penetrate your mind by force.
Is that supposed to scare me, Cyber Leader? I mean, in this blackness of your force, or known to you as your computer banks. Is this really supposed to scare me? I'll let you know that Gallifreyans have very high telepathic ability, as well as strong-minded. So do your worst. To be honest, I think it's a coward way of going at things, isn't it? And I thought that Cybermen were tough, logical. Nothing but tin men with computerized brains. Where did you go, huh? Where did you go? Huh? Did I upset your emotional inhibitor?
There is nothing to fear. Tell me.
Like I said, and I will say it again for you, the answer is no.
His mind is strong. We must use another method. Awake the doctor.
Yes.
Back in the world of the living. So, you're gonna try and face me head on, eh, Cyber Leader? I'm ready.
Doctor, you will give us your secrets now, or you will become like us. Your thoughts shall be recorded into our computers, and we shall have the secrets of the Time Lords and your TARDIS.
Go ahead. But I'll wipe everything I have stored in my lovely mind before you can access it. Besides, if you lose all my knowledge, then you won't be able to access my TARDIS, will you? I believe it's a stalemate, Cyber Leader, as the humans call it.
No, there has always been one action in the past that we have exploited,
and we shall use it again. Restrain the human female.
Ow!
We shall kill the human female slowly and very painfully, Doctor. Make your decision. Make your emotional decision.
Doctor, no!
All right. Don't harm her. You won't be able to access my TARDIS without me anyways.
How can we access your TARDIS?
As I said, you can't access it without me. Bio-fingerprint signature. Lovely tool, really.
Very well. Once we have entered your TARDIS, you will take us to Telos.
Telos?
The adopted home planet of the Cybermen, Amy. Seems I have no choice in the matter. But you must let the human female go first.
No, Doctor. She is our guarantee for your cooperation. She will accompany us.
Fine. But first things first. I need to be let out of this capsule first, don't I? Right. Time to open the door.
Doctor?
Yes, Amy?
You didn't have to save me back there, you know.
Well, I couldn't let you die now, could I? Oh, blast.
What is the problem, Doctor?
I've seemed to displace my key.
By any chance, do you have a spare?
In a secret compartment above the door. Great minds think alike. Here, I'll give you a hand up. Ready?
Ready.
And, up you go. Can you see it? The secret latch.
Got it.
Thank you. Let's go in. Everyone aboard?
My goodness, it's...
bigger in the inside than it is on the out.
Doctor, set the coordinates for Telos.
Doctor, look. That's my friend, Steven.
I'm sorry, Amy. He's almost been cyber-converted. He's not entirely human now.
We must leave at once, Doctor. Set the coordinates.
Oh, very well. Patient as always. Give me a minute and I'll set the course for Telos. And here we go. Some remembrance of his humanity.
I'm going to try it.
Be careful, Amy.
It's all right, Doctor. Steven? It's me.
The Cybermen are supreme. Human species are weak. They will all become like us. There is nothing here.
Do you remember me, Steven? Remember Amy Lee, your friend? Yes. We're your friends. The Cybermen have turned you into a monster. You don't want humans turning into them, do you? They killed our friends.
No.
Yes.
No.
If we don't stop them, Steven, they'll convert the human race into Cybermen. Help us, please.
Rogue Cybermen. Destroy Rogue Cyberman.
That's all I needed. Now I just have to reverse the power of the neutron flow and...
No, Steven! Doctor, I killed him!
I'm sorry, Amy. And now, Cyberman, it's vacuum time.
Stop him!
Quick, Amy, hold on to something! Goodbye. Good riddance. Oh. Amy, I I'm so sorry about...
It's okay. I'm sure it was what he wanted.
Were there any others?
Yes, but as you saw, they're already being converted into Cybermen.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Now I just need to find a way home. Without a ship, I'm stuck.
I can take you home.
Really?
Yes, the TARDIS is a time machine, Amy. It can land at any point in time, as well as space. Most of the time, anyways.
Very well. How about Earth?
Okay, Earth laid in. What year?
2096.
Earth 2096 it is, Miss Lee. Hold on tight, and off we go. Oh, by the way, have you ever tried a jelly baby?